Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for yet another great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
We have a lovely couple today with Zach and Emma, and Emma's just not feeling the love.
Oh, good Lord. Okay. She won the toss, so she gets to give her side first. Emma?
Hi.
Hi. Hi. What is happening?
So I've been dating my boyfriend, Zach, for about 4 years. We live together.
Okay.
But we don't necessarily agree on how often to say, I love you.
That's something you need to talk about?
Explain yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that I want in the relationship. I love him so much. I know that he loves me, but I think I need more of that words of affirmation, I guess you can call it. But I just want him to say, I love you more. And I feel like I never actually hear him say those words. You know, we talk all day long, but it's like, whether it's a quick text, or, you know, he says it when he leaves for work, just kind of any time. I just want to hear it at least a couple times a day.
You want to hear him say, I love you?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you already... Oh, my God.
I'm with her. Wait, you said he's never saying it?
I mean, he has said it before. It's not like he's never said it. I just feel like I'm telling him that I love him all the time, and we've been together for so long, and, you know, we are building a future together, and this is something that's really important to me.
Okay.
So I feel like, you know, we're taking the steps. We live together. Mm-hmm. I think he should be more comfortable saying I love you back to me, and he's refusing when I ask him.
Okay. Unlike Erica, I will not pick a side until I've heard both sides. So can we hear Zach first?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to.
But will you listen to him?
I'll listen.
Am I crazy or is she already? Yeah.
He better have a good reason.
But you've already. Okay, Zach.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, defeat. Wow. Okay, Zach, what's your side of this?
Look, I can't believe we're doing this on the radio. This is ridiculous.
I say thank you for coming on. I know everybody, when we do a great mate debate, not everybody's a fully willing participant. So we appreciate you coming on. So why don't you say it?
Emma, I have one question. Do you feel loved? Because I show you love in almost everything I do every single day. I don't understand why I gotta say it too. Why do I have to verbalize it? I don't like, we're happy together. I don't get
why, like, we don't have any problems. Are you just, like, making this a problem because we have nothing to fight about? Like, I don't get it. Like, it's not like, it's not like this is, like, a high school relationship where we have to, like, what's the word? Like, confirm or make each other call. I don't even know. It's
just, hey,
like,
I love you? Is that the word you're looking for?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like if it's said too much, it's oversaturated. I like to leave it for moments that I really feel it's necessary, because then it's special. I don't, like, what do I, it's not like I don't do, like, this is, oh my God, I'm so frustrated.
Okay, Zach, hang on. You don't have to go on hold or anything, but just sit right there. You asked a question at the front. Let's let her in. Yeah. Do you feel loved, Emma?
Yeah, I mean, generally, I guess I feel loved, but part of feeling loved for me is also hearing it from you, Zach. So, like, yeah. I just don't understand if I'm saying that I want you to say it and then you don't. That doesn't make me really feel loved.
I'm not a words of affirmation kind of guy. You know that.
I know, but I'm not asking for you to tell me I'm beautiful every day. I'm just asking for you to say I love you before you go to work.
And there's a difference of how you receive love versus how you show love.
Yeah. I'm just...
Oh, that was the most timid you've ever sounded.
I'm so frustrated because I feel Zach so much. It's like he is doing what so many guys won't do. So she could trade in a guy who makes her feel loved for a guy who maybe doesn't make her feel as loved, but says it all the time. I love you.
Sorry.
I love you. I love you.
Does it
love
have
you.
To
love
be
you.
One or the other, or is it going to be your life partner?
Just,
shouldn't
you just
it
made
be
my
both?
Point. That sounds insecure. Like, I love you. I love you. I love you. That sounds like you're trying to, like, just keep her around because you're insecure.
Well, Zach's not going to like me very much because my fiance and I say I love you constantly.
Great. And if he wants to, that's great. But, like,
so
Zach doesn't want to say
both.
It.
Everyone should get both if they want both.
But also, isn't being in a healthy relationship listening to what your partner wants?
Yes.
Yeah, shouldn't you be listening to Zach? Oops.
Yeah, oh.
It's a two-way street.
Zach, chill.
Yeah, relax. You don't want to take advice from this guy.
Oh, no.
Flash, I love you.
I may have just lost my job.
Okay, 303-222-5423. You can call or text. I just find it fascinating. It's like, listen to your partner. Yeah, he's saying, I don't want the words to lose their meaning. Is that not a valid argument?
Sure, but...
Thank you.
Don't you think the words still have meaning? Every day when you get in a car, you're risking your life, so... I love you, drive safe.
Whoa, what does that have to do with anything?
Because...
Okay, Zach!
Because, Zach, this is... I know what you're trying to say. What if Zach got in a car wreck,
yep,
or Emma got in a car wreck, and they hadn't just said they love each other?
The last day that they said it was a week ago.
Or a month ago, it sounds
like. But did she... Oh, my God, did she feel loved that day? Did she feel loved?
You just spit in my direction.
I know I did. I'm trying not to.
And maybe she felt loved, but don't you want to hear it?
Yeah, like, how do you think it feels to say I love you all the time and then not have someone say it back?
Maybe you should say it less.
No, okay.
Because you're burning it out. Like, you're burning it out.
Zach, what do you do when she says it to you? Do you just, like, okay,
do you fist bump her?
No, I give her a kiss. I don't, like...
Yes.
I'm an actions guy. I'm an actions kind of guy. I'm
you're
not a
lot
words
of
kind
things.
Of guy.
I just...
What?
Yeah, there are the, like, the you see, like, high school relationship. I love you so much.
Yeah,
and you're like, they don't love each other. They don't even know what love is.
But that's right. Different than adult relationships.
Emma and Zach, how long have you guys been together?
4 years.
Okay, because I was thinking maybe it's that puppy love and they're, like, getting out of it. Or, like, the honeymoon. But four years
you're
is,
in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, it's just how you end a conversation. Love ya. That's not love. Like, I would end every conversation with my ex-wife. Love you. See you. Love you. Mm-hmm. Bye. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
I want to make something so clear. You're angry because people express their love for people in a crummy world that we live in. You're angry that people put it out there that often.
I'm not angry if it's real. He's like, I already am showing you that I love you. And she's not denying that he's showing that.
Mm-hmm.
But she's like, I need it shown and said. It's like, but I don't like saying it. I feel like I'm already doing it. And I'd just be giving it lip service. I don't want to give
But it's not lip service because he means it. So say it more often because your time here is limited.
Yeah.
But he's already doing the thing. He's doing the thing.
The thing.
I'm doing the thing.
I feel like at the end of everyone's life, it's like tell the people you love that you love them.
Right. Or show them.
Or do both.
You don't have any regrets if you've been showing them your whole life. I've shown them I've loved them. So I don't feel regret because I know that I showed you I loved you.
Unless your significant other is saying, I want you to tell me more.
I'm just saying, I've been in relationships where we said it a lot and we didn't feel it anymore, really. But you're still just saying it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to get to that point.
That's not the rule. That's the exception.
We have to take a break.
Okay.
So I can walk around.
Okay. Should I have been a lawyer?
Emma, I hope I know you guys have had this argument. I need both of you to be open-minded for whomever calls.
Yeah.
I understand what you want, Emma.
I agree, because I don't know what side I'm on, truly.
Okay. But it's like, Emma, you want something, and you feel like your partner should give it to you. And I understand and respect that.
I'm not asking for that much.
But he doesn't want something, and you should hear that and respect that. And we got to figure out whose wishes are more important on this subject. Okay. Hang on.
I mean, I think the fact that I'm doing this on the radio for you shows you how much I love you.
I mean, he's not wrong there. But why can't he just say it? They wouldn't have to be on the radio if he just said, hey, I love you.
Oh, my God, Erica.
Zach and I hate each other.
You get it, Zach. Hang on. I need you, Tia, to isolate the audio where she goes, don't take advice from this one.
I'm sorry about that.
And send it to upper management right now.
Yes, I will do that because I love you.
Thank you.
Look at
and
that.
I love you too.
You guys are saying it.
Because I'm okay with it. I'm not Zach.
We also don't say it all that often. We could say it more, but we don't say it.
Okay.
We just know.
Should he have to say it more, even though she admits that he's proven it, but she needs it. I get it. Or does he go, then you're just going to burn the words out in my world. 303. Stop. If you sigh one more time, I will turn this car around. Okay. And spit in your general direction.
No.
303-222-5423.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate. It's about the L word, whether or not it can be overused or... She just wants to hear him say it. He does say it. He has said it. Mm-hmm. Emma and Zach are here. They've been together 4 years. They live together. She wants to hear it a couple times a day. He doesn't want the words to lose their meaning. There was a great analogy.
No, I'm not reading that. Let's just say it involved.
Yeah. It was like, what if his love language is a special thing that he
special
wants?
Special treat from
special
her.
Treat. Shouldn't he get that whenever he wants it?
Took the words out of my mouth. Not literally, but I do have a problem with the love language talk because it's like every guy goes, well, I think mine's physical touch. And women go, oh, come on, be serious. I am. I'm telling you, it's physical touch. I want physical touch. And they go, no, but pick a different one.
Right.
Like, I don't want to do that.
Right. I don't think every woman's doing that. Also. Right.
Everyone goes, oh, come on, dumb guy. Of course. Be serious.
Right, but physical touch is different than the thing.
Relations.
Analogy.
Yeah.
No, it's, there's physical touch.
No, it's very close, but yes. Physical touch can also be cuddling, holding
right,
hands.
He has a very specific, okay. Anyway, Emma, Zach, we do, Zach, for you especially, I know you're here under duress, so we appreciate it. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Feel free to interact with any of your jury members, starting with Jay.
Jay.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Jay? I'm just calling on as a 60-year-old man who is been in a relationship, married for pretty much ever. My love language, if you would, is both touch and words of affirmation.
Okay.
So she respects that. Hers is different, so I respect hers. It's not like it makes or breaks the relationship, but it helps. I mean, over long term, if they're missing that little piece of it, they look elsewhere.
She's just going to look for somebody to say the words, not make her feel it, but just say the words.
You guys, I genuinely think this would be a deal breaker for me.
Because that is what she likes. I mean, she loves everything else that you do, I'm sure. But you can't change someone's love language. You can't. That's kind of who they are.
Yeah.
But Jay, let's pretend Zach loses in a landslide today. And then he's going to just go ahead and do it. So here's what she's going to get. I love you. I love you. I love you. Does that feel like love? Does that feel like love? To you? Does it seem like I'm telling you I love you, or am I just saying three words?
There's a big problem.
It never loses its
effectiveness.
I'm already showing you love. Like, what? Like.
It also sounds like Jay was forced to pick a second love language. That's to my point. Oh, no.
I think he was saying his give and receive.
Jay
potentially.
Seemed like a sweetie.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's just keep going here. Where am I going? All right, here. Brenda?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here. whose side are you on?
Let me tell you, I've been married 23 years, and I never, ever have told my husband I love him.
Never?
At least once.
What about your wedding day?
Nope. And I am happily married. I'm 65 years old. He's 70. We have been happily married. We show our love. We don't have to say it. He knows. It's just not me. I feel almost like if someone wants to make me say it, if you're making me say it, I can't explain it, but I'm basically on his side, I have to say, and I'm a good example of it. So you don't
Thank
have
you,
to
Brenda.
Say it. You got to show it.
Brenda, does he say it to you?
Sometimes, but it's almost kind of comical, and we have 6 kids, 14 grandkids, 2 great. And,
do you say it to them?
Yeah.
I say it to my children and my grandchildren, but it's
a different
love. So
what's wrong with your husband?
Because I show him, I don't have to tell him, and I do love him, but he knows it. I don't have to tell him.
If he doesn't know it, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
That's, yeah, yeah, we see what you're saying, Zach.
Thank you, Brenda. You just don't like it when somebody's made a point? They've made it 23 years without saying it.
No, he was making a joke.
I know, but yeah. Okay. You and me are not doing well by the end of this thing.
No, we're not, because I can't with this.
Felicia?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Hey. Oh, Slackers, for sure.
Well, I'm not in this, but okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
so Zach.
So Zach's side.
Side over here.
Why?
Why? Because it does. It gets diluted.
Yes. It can. Okay.
It can. You know, if I don't show you and you don't know that I love you, like, why do I always have to say
once
it?
Once a day is not diluted. No.
But if
14 times a day isn't even diluted.
Thank you, Felicia. You guys, if it's diluted for him, then it's diluted. You don't burn out on it, Erica.
I don't, because I
love. But he does.
I love my partner that much.
So does he.
So do I.
Oh my God, why can't, like, we're fighting over a thing. It's like the thing that drives me the most nuts. It is not, it cannot be disputed. Emma has agreed. Zach has agreed. He loves her. Why are we on the radio right now talking about this?
Yeah. Yeah,
what? Like, this is ridiculous, you guys.
I just
he think loves her.
At the end of your life, you're going to regret not being more
loving.
Upfront.
You're right. He is loving. Ta-da! Oh.
Then maybe Emma should leave.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Because she deserves both things, to be shown it and feel it and to be told it.
We do hit different senses, you know?
Okay, well, we don't have time to get to
you love her?
I do all the time.
Yep. Yeah.
So who's the winner? Like, there were more calls for him.
There were a lot of people on the phones were saying they were split.
Okay.
So what do texts look like?
Texts are strong towards him, but then there's some really good points the other way for her. I just
the only ones you read. Oh my God.
Also, I think that someone called you Kirkland Pete Davidson. They said Erica
called me.
Erica, stop upsetting Kirkland. Oh, maybe they're referring to Zach as Kirkland Pete Davidson. Oh.
I was like, Slacker's not Pete Davidson.
Yeah, sorry, it's probably Zach and his.
Because, like, I don't have the BDE or what.
Well,
I like that. I like Pete.
Okay, you guys.
I love Pete.
Yeah, great, man.
Oh my God.
The Slacker Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.